Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Now on RTE Drama on One, No Love Lost, written and directed by Dylan Tighe. Starring Thomas Collins and Gina Moakesley. The play explores the relationship between a young traveller man and an older woman from Dublin 4 in a text inspired by the film Fear Eats the Soul by Rainer Werner Fassbinder. The play contains strong language and adult themes from the start.
Give us a pint there, Louise, will you? I'm sulking.
Not been answering your phone. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Just a funeral there, one of my cousins.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, Eddie.
It's grand. It's family stuff.
Were they sick?
Killed himself.
Jesus.
That's two cousins down the space of what? 6 months.
That killed themselves? Eddie, I'm really sorry.
That's life, isn't it?
You know I'm here for you, if you want to talk.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Eddie.
Hi. Do you do coffee?
Nescafe, all right.
Just Ballygowan, thanks. I'll sit over here, okay?
Still or sparkling?
Sparkling, thanks.
All right.
Sorry, would you like me to pay you now?
No, you're all right. I'll get you after. Ice and lemon. Maybe an umbrella as well.
Just ice and lemon. Thank you.
Haven't seen her in here before. I'll put Spotify on for you. The fucking head on you, Eddie. I'm not looking at you like that all night. Jesus, what's this?
Leva, I like this song.
That was my son's favourite song.
Really?
Yes.
Let's dance.
Do you want to dance?
Sorry?
Put on your red shoes and dance.
Come on, I'm asking you to dance.
It's not even 6 o'clock.
Let's dance.
Come on, let's dance.
Do a song playing on the radio.
All right then.
While colour lights up your face.
I don't even remember how to dance.
You're a good little mover.
Let's sway.
Thanks very much.
Sway through the crowd to an empty space.
I'm a bit embarrassed.
Oh, sorry for stepping on you there.
Oh, it's all right.
And if you say run, I'll run.
So, are you from around here?
I live down Santimat.
And if you say hi,
I was out for a walk.
We'll
got lashed on. Luckily, I brought my purse.
Because my love for you.
Come on, get closer. Hold me hand.
Would break my heart in two.
Are you living round here too?
If you should fall.
No, I'm working at Sandymount on a house.
Oh, where are you from?
Coolock originally.
That's not a Coolock accent. You're a Culshi.
No, I'm a traveller. That's where the accent comes from.
Oh, fair enough.
Have you ever met one before?
No.
Well, it's the first time for everything.
Well, not since I was a kid, actually. There was a traveller family that used to call to the house.
Oh, watch your foot there.
You watch your foot there. Look, I better skedaddle.
I thought we were going to Coppers later.
To where?
Ah, come on, why not?
Go where that now?
Well, let me walk you home then.
I live just down the road. You're grand.
Thank you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to break up the party there, but that music was doing me head in. That's 3.50 you owe me.
I'll get that.
Thanks. What's your name?
Eddie.
Eddie. Thanks, Eddie.
You?
Maria.
There you go. And there's a tip.
Fuck off.
Come on, so. Walk me down the road a small bit.
Yeah? See you later, Louise. Come on, let's get over.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Bye.
You won't see me.
Fucking right, I won't.
She's cranky, isn't she?
Ah, that's just Louise. You get used to her.
I've never been in that pub before and it's like, whoa. She was pretty sharp when I went in.
Ah, it's a good spot. And at least I'm sure I'll get served in there. A lot of pubs won't serve me, so...
Oh, really? Thanks for the dance.
You're welcome. You're a good dancer. Come on, let's go. Quick, it's going to start lashing again.
Mind the step.
You've been saying that all night. The size of these houses. The house I'm working on is just around the corner.
You can wait in the porch for a minute if you like. Stand in there. Do you want to get that?
No. No, it's grand.
It's good to talk to someone. My husband died a few years ago. My kids have their own lives.
How many do you have?
2 sons and a daughter. Well, my eldest son, Ian, passed away 2 years ago this week.
God, I'm sorry. Do they live local?
Close by, yeah.
Well, those travellers, the whole family sticks together. Does me head in sometimes.
Well, you seem different to the rest of them. You're popular. Why don't you come in for a while? Until the rain stops. What do you think?
I'd like to, but...
Come on. Come in for a few minutes. I have a bottle of whiskey. It was a Christmas present from my son. Do you like whiskey?
I wouldn't say no.
Well then, come on in for a while. How's that whiskey going down?
It's quite strong.
Will you have another one? A small one?
Nah, I should be getting going, it's late.
Have one more for the road. Just 10 more minutes.
I've got to get the last bus and if I miss the bus I'll have to get a taxi.
Where did you say you lived again?
Miles away, cool like at the minute.
Are you renting there?
No, I'm staying in my cousin's trailer. We're all on top of each other in there, it's gammy.
Eddie, have another drink. You can sleep here tonight.
Me sleep here?
Yeah. You'll have really far to go otherwise. And you're nice. And it's lashing rain. Stay. You won't have far to go to work in the morning.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Stay tonight. Nothing too complicated. Well, what time do you start work?
7:30.
Perfect. We can have some breakfast together tomorrow. The bathroom's just down there. When you're finished, my room is first on the right.
Are you sure about this?
Well, not really. But is that not part of it? Turn the light off after you, Eddie.
Pick up your bleeding phone, will you? Oh, sorry. You're a bit busy with your L one, is it? Lose your phone down the back of the bed, did you? If you think you can just take the piss out of me, the next time you come into that bar, you can fucking forget it, okay? Because no one comes in and treats me like that and thinks they can get away with it. Do you hear me, Eddie?
Jesus, Louise, will you relax? I'm home now. I've got work early. I didn't go anywhere with her. She went her own way. I'll ring you tomorrow, right?
First on the right, Eddie. 9 days to go to the presidential election, the contender with the least support, Peter Casey, says that travellers should not be recognised as an ethnic minority.
Why should they be given status over and above yourself or myself? You know,
they are seen as a minority ethnicity.
That's a load of nonsense. You know, they're not Romani or whatever. You know, they're not from Romania. Or they're not, you know, they're basically people that are camping on somebody else's land.
Morning, Eddie. Are,
giving them can I change that channel?
God, yes, please. But they know. Sorry. That fella would give anyone a pain.
Who's ringing you so early?
It's my daughter, Una. She's paranoid. She's always ringing me like, "Mommy, you okay?" I'm like, "I'm grand."
Ah, that's nice though.
It is and it isn't. I could do with a bit less surveillance.
Last night was fun, wasn't it?
We made a fair dent in the whiskey bottle. Jesus.
It went down well, but it was strong.
Here, do you want some toast?
No, thanks. The tea is grand.
Do you always go to work in a suit?
No, I was at a funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was one of my cousin's funeral yesterday.
How old was he?
28.
Ah, stop.
Yeah, killed himself. His brother killed himself as well, about 6 months between each other.
Jesus. My son Ian was 28 when he died.
I'm real sorry.
I shouldn't have dragged you back here last night.
Look, it took my mind off it, didn't it? And we had a laugh.
How are we doing for time? Okay, I'm actually going to play tennis this morning.
Right, I have to get to work as well.
Okay. It was a lovely night.
It was a bit mad, but yeah.
It was good crack, though.
Right, I'm going to head now then.
This is a bit awkward. Would you mind going out the back? I have the most nosy neighbours.
After we slept together last night.
If Valerie next door sees anything, she'll be straight on to Una.
Who cares? Just saying fixes something like a washing machine or doing your plumbing.
It's a bit early in the morning for that.
Come here, before I go, take me number, eh?
Okay.
087.
Wait till I find a pen. Sorry, go on.
246-3412.
087-246.
I'll talk to you later, right? If I'm late, I'll be docked.
Okay, Eddie. See ya. Oh, shit. That's not enough numbers.
Can you believe it? I was just going to bed and I heard them at the door. All kissy-kissy, lovey-lovey. But the biggest thing is, I'm pretty sure he's an itinerant. I know. I had to go in and pour myself another glass of wine to calm the nerves. I was hiding behind the curtains. You're dead right. I told Peter to look into it. There's going to be murder. I'm sure she's delighted to be getting a bit of attention, but come on. A knacker? Jesus. I mean, she hasn't been right since Pedro died. But that's a bit low, isn't it? She's getting more than her driveway done, I'd say. Next, she'll be wanting stables out the back. But seriously, what about the property prices? That Casey will be getting my number one, that's for sure.
Eddie.
Can't take your call right now. Leave your message after the tone. And when you've finished, press hash or just hang up.
Ah, brilliant. It is your number. I was afraid I'd written it down wrong. I'm just ringing so you have mine. Look, why don't you call in tomorrow after work, Eddie? I'll be here all evening. Just come round the back, will you? Only joking with you. Okay. Look forward to seeing you then, Eddie. Bye. I'm on fire. That was fun.
You certainly have a pep in your step, I can tell you.
I have, actually. I'm glad you noticed.
I could not.
I met someone.
Get away. What?
I'm having a thing. A fling, is that what you call it?
What?
A younger man, Joan. He must be about 30 years younger, at least. He hasn't even asked how old I am either.
Has he been to the house?
Yeah, yeah. He's been over, well, for dinner.
Really? And what does this fella do?
Construction. He's a builder. He's working on a project in Sandymount.
Hold on. Rewind. A builder? He's not Polish, is he?
No, no, no. He's from Dublin, Coolock.
Coolock? Oh, dear. Sorry, Maria. Jesus.
What?
Oh, I'm just a bit surprised. I mean, a builder. From the north side?
Look, I've been sitting there for about 10 years and nobody's come near me, so come on. Give us a break.
Okay.
Actually, Joan, he's a traveller.
You're taking the piss now.
No.
A traveller? Does Una know?
I'm not going down that road now.
Do you watch the news, Maria? All that's going on and you're letting some knacker saunter around our neighbourhood. Sorry, I'm getting a bit irate now.
Yeah, you are. And I actually don't want to listen to any more of it.
I think you're being very naive, Maria.
Okay, okay. I heard you, Joan. I'll see you Tuesday for a rematch.
Okay. I'll text you.
Eddie.
Can't take your call right now. Leave your message after the tone. And when you've finished, press hash or just hang up.
Hi, Eddie. It was great to see you the other night. I've a load of stuff in the freezer. Why don't you come over for dinner on Friday? Call in after work. See you then. Looking forward to it. Bye.
We have done as much or more for travellers in our area than anybody. We had the first housing scheme in 1990.
Okay, we'll take it as read that you've done your bit.
But because we were so good to the people that were there, indigenous to the area, others came and have bought up houses now in estates nearby. And slowly but surely, there's ethnic cleansing of the settled community by travellers. And I call it as I see it.
Finally, someone speaking the truth in this country. Get me another gin and tonic there, will you, Una?
Is it not a bit early to be drinking now?
Can a man not have a drink in peace in his own house?
Our house.
Who pays the mortgage when you're off swanning around all day in your yoga gear? Do you not think you're overdoing it a bit in the fake tan these days, Una? You'd be starting to look like a bit of a tinker if you're not careful.
You're such a wanker sometimes, Owen. Oh, hi, Mum.
I'm just coming back from tennis, so I thought I'd drop in.
Come in. Owen's in the living room. He's been off work for the week, so he's driving me mad.
Let's go into the kitchen.
How are things anyway, Mum?
Nothing much happening, to be honest. Quite enough.
Mum, I had a phone call from Valerie. She said there's been a man going in and out of the house. Are you getting something fixed?
In a manner of speaking, yeah. Why?
I was just wondering if you'd given any more thought to selling the house. Is that why you've been getting some jobs done?
It's just a friend of mine. And he's great company. It's actually been lovely.
What? How often does he come around?
It depends.
Who is he?
His name is Eddie.
And where did you come across him?
Jesus, Una, the Stasi wouldn't ask you this many questions.
I'm just worried, Mum. The house.
He's not going to dig it up and take it away. Why are you so concerned about the house? Looking for your share, is that it?
I'm more worried about you. Mum, I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm not a child. I can do what I like. It's all right. I've made a will.
Valerie told me something else, that she was sure the man was a knacker.
Okay. I've heard enough now, Una. You're just jealous too, having to put up with that clown in there.
Jesus, Mum, I just want you to be careful. I don't like these rumours going round. You can come back on Jamie at school, okay?
I'm going to go. I have a friend calling over for dinner.
Who?
The man who's going to steal the house.
Very funny, Mum. Just be careful, okay?
You're some kook. That was lovely.
Do you want a bit of dessert?
Oh, Jesus. What have you got?
Apple tart. I made it myself.
Right. Go on, give us a bit.
good man.
Come here, Maria. I want to give you some money.
For what?
Well, you're always buying everything and it's not fair.
Ah, stop. I hate talking about money. Who's that?
I'll just go into the other room.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go on.
Peter.
Hi, Maria. Do you mind if I step in? I just wanted to talk to you in private about something.
Well, actually, I'm just finishing dinner here, so if you don't mind. What's up?
Look, I'll cut to the chase. A couple of people in the area, they've gotten on to me as they've seen a suspicious man going up and down your steps.
Going up and down my steps? Go on.
Well, Valerie heard him on the phone, and she wasn't sure what he was talking about, but she could hear that he was a traveller.
Peter, can I cut to the chase too? The traveller is my boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
Yes. Eddie?
Yeah?
Would you mind stepping out here for a sec? This is Peter, our neighbourhood watchman.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Eddie.
So, I really appreciate your concern and everything, but there's nothing at all to be worried about. Say hi to Valerie for me, will you?
I will do.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Peter.
All right, Maria. Bye now.
Did you see the look in his face? He's a gammy fiend. Your boyfriend? Is that what he am now?
Boyfriend, can you imagine?
I don't think he'd be that bad. Girlfriend. Will we have a few drinks to celebrate?
I'm flying already. This is the place. I haven't been here since the night I got engaged. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's got a Michelin star. Apparently, Owen O'Duffy, the leader of the Blue Shirts, used to come here. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I've heard the name, yeah.
My father, unfortunately, was a bit of a fan.
I think a takeaway would have been a bit easier. Wouldn't even get a job in the kitchen in this place.
Relax, Eddie.
It's just, people are staring.
Don't mind them.
Bonsoir, madame, monsieur.
Hi. The name is Sanchez. I have a booking for two.
Absolutely, madame. Follow me.
Thank you. Oh, look. It's gorgeous. It hasn't changed much at all.
Your table, madame, and monsieur, and your menus. I'll be right back.
Merci. Anything catching your eye there, Eddie?
Steak, probably. Love steak.
How about we try some oysters to start?
Are you serious?
Oh, come on, we'll try them. Are you all right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Una. I'll leave it. She never lets up.
Hello, madame. Are you ready to order?
Yes. I'd like some oysters to start, please.
And for your son?
He's not my son. He's my boyfriend.
Congratulations.
Excuse me?
On your choice of starter. Monsieur?
Fillet steak medium. I'm going for a smoke.
And I'll have the monkfish.
I'm afraid I need to let you know that there is a shoe policy in the restaurant.
Sorry?
Your partner is wearing runners. I'm afraid it's not permitted.
Are you joking me?
Je suis désolé, madame. It's the restaurant policy.
Where's that written? Not on your website.
I am sure it was emailed with the booking confirmation.
Let me check. Your booking is confirmed for 2:00, 7:30 p.m. Chez Maurice. It says nothing about shoes in the email. I'm sorry. I'll see your manager, please.
I'm afraid it's a restaurant policy.
I'll see your manager, please.
Maria, the bouncer won't let me back in. He says there's a private party on the restaurant.
It's fine, Eddie.
I told him I was just in there having dinner with you, but he won't listen to me. Will you talk to the manager and try to get me back in?
Wait for me there, Eddie. You were right in the first place. We're getting a takeaway.
Thank you.
What are you doing here snooping around, Una?
You weren't answering your phone.
Am I not allowed to have any privacy?
What do you mean, Mum? I'm trying to check you're okay and some guy is standing in your house.
This is Eddie, my boyfriend.
Your what? Is he taking advantage of you?
Una, calm down.
I'm calling the guards.
What have the guards got to do with anything? You sound ridiculous.
There's no need to call the guards, all right?
It's fine, Eddie. You are overstepping the mark, missy. Leave those keys, please, and out.
What would Dad think about this? This is fucking outrageous.
Watch your language.
When you've come to your senses, maybe we can actually sit down and have a conversation, okay?
Out, please.
I'm not a stranger.
Where the fuck did you come from?
Enough, Una.
We've been spending a bit of time together.
In one of the nicest houses in the whole of South County Dublin. How fucking convenient.
It's not about that.
Mum, this is crazy. Aaron. Aaron, you have to get over here now.
What? Why are you shouting?
Aaron, I'm here with Mum. There's some guy in the house with his own keys.
Have you got me on speakerphone?
Aaron, just listen to me when I'm speaking to you, okay?
Una, what do you want?
Mum has moved some knacker into the house. He has his own fucking keys. He's my age, Aaron.
I'm not a knacker, okay? There's no need to be fucking racist.
Sorry, I'm not going to be corrected by you in my own family home, okay?
Who are you talking to, Una?
Get out now, Una.
I'm going. Aaron, I'll call you back.
She is fiery. Wow.
She got that from her father, not me. You know what the Spanish are like.
I don't care what kind of house you have or where you live.
I know that. Jesus, Eddie, I know. I don't care what she thinks.
You sure?
Sure am. You know what she's after? The house. How many times did she say it?
Where were you, Eddie? Are you avoiding me? Your headphones are still here, and if you don't get on to me, I'm going to flush them down the toilet. Come on, Eddie. I'm off tonight. Why don't you call over and we can have a chat or whatever? That L one doing your head in, yeah?
I didn't know if it was green or brown today, Maria. I had to check the calendar.
Yeah, same.
Now that you're here, may I just have a quick word?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Myself and Peter, we were just having a chat earlier about the level of dirt around here. There seems to be a huge build-up at the moment.
What are you talking about?
I mean, there seems to be a consensus on the road that there's quite a substantial level of dirt.
Where, Valerie? Where?
Well, I'm just saying, in this area. I mean, Bernie, across the road, actually said she might have seen movement in your hedge.
What?
If there's dirt, there's rats, there's vermin. I think you know what I'm saying. There's a build-up of unwanted waste.
I don't know why you're talking to me about it. It's been the same company collecting it for years.
I am just repeating what everyone is saying. Whether you choose to see it or not.
I think the best way to put it is you mind your own bloody business and stay out of mine. That's how we'll do it. The build-up of dirt is in your head.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Just stay out of my way, Valerie.
She's just afraid, Maria. Don't let it get to you.
I'm actually raging.
I've had this all my life. First time I knew I was hated, I was about 4. All the children were staring at me and I was just there crying. You get used to it.
Look, how would you feel about going away somewhere? In a couple of weeks, maybe.
Where?
Well, we actually have an apartment down in Malaga. Una and Aaron use it mostly to bring the kids on school holidays. I haven't been there since Pedro died. Would you go with me?
Sounds good to me. Need a break away from here. Clear me head.
Cocktails at the beach?
Ah, that'd be nice.
A swim in the sea?
Yep.
Would you get time off, do you think?
Well, a couple of weeks' notice, yeah, I think so.
Be nice to get away, Eddie, where nobody cares.
I'm not sure such a place exists. Por el amor de una mujer jugué con fuego sin saber que era yo quien me quemaba. Bebí en las fuentes del placer hasta llegar a comprender que no era mía quien amaba. Por el amor.
Good evening, guard.
Hi, we're just following up on a call from this address.
It's number 55. The noise is really unbearable. She's got some suspicious people in there with her. We don't feel safe.
We saw them on the way in. They look threatening. I've got absolutely nothing against them, but you know well yourselves what travellers are like.
Let's not get carried away. We'll go up and have a look in any case. Good night.
Did you see that, Peter? A Muslim guard.
They have to have at least one or two of them. Diversity, I think they call it.
Hello, guard. Is something wrong?
Sorry to disturb you, but we've received a complaint about the noise.
From whom?
We can't say due to data protection, but if you would please turn it down and we'll be on our way.
But guard, it's not even loud. I'm just having an evening in with my boyfriend.
That may be, but if someone makes a complaint, then it's advisable to turn it down.
Of course I lowered the music, but as you can see, guard, there's nothing going on here.
We'll just leave it at that. Please just keep it down and I'm sure there will be no more complaints. Good night.
What's wrong?
They called the guards on us, Eddie.
They're all the fucking same. I'm going out, it's all doing my head in.
You can't go out drinking every night, Eddie.
I'm going back to the site. They'd be wondering where I am.
Okay. Will you be back over later?
No. I want to be on my own. I'm outside your place, Louise. Can I come up?
Jesus, you don't give much advance warning, do you, Eddie? Here, I'll buzz you in.
You smell nice.
Do you want something to drink?
Dying for some of that pineapple pizza.
You've some strange fetishes. She won't make it for you, will she not? I'll put the oven on. There's some cans in the fridge. Eddie, the cans are in the fridge, not in my bedroom.
Vandalism at a mosque in the city last night.
Head is killing me.
I don't know what to say to you, Eddie. Go upstairs and sleep it off.
You always have to remind me who's in charge, don't you?
We have fun, Eddie, but sometimes you turn into something else, like I'm the enemy.
Look, the drink, I'm sorry about that. It gives me courage to be here. To be here with you.
You shouldn't need courage. Sometimes you're not even here, Eddie. You're somewhere else.
Okay.
Sheila. Hi. Come in.
Maria. I was just passing and I wanted to see if everything was okay. I bumped into Una, who told me you had a new friend on the scene, and I thought I'd just drop in for a look.
You're awful, Sheila. Come in and meet Eddie.
Oh, I'd love that.
Eddie, this is Sheila, an old friend of mine. We lived in London together when we were younger.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they, Maria?
I haven't lost it, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. Nice to meet you.
Eddie, come here for a minute.
Your tattoos are amazing. Are they all over your body?
I went a bit mad working in England. All the lads were getting them.
It might be a traveller thing, Sheila. Like the Maoris in New Zealand. Show her your back, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off. I'm going out.
There's no need to go, Eddie.
Oh, please don't leave on my account, Eddie.
Nice to meet you. Enjoy yourselves.
What's up with him?
He's moody. Must be the traveller in him.
A real traveller, Maria. How exotic.
Hello?
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Aaron. Sorry about the other day. It was just everything went demented here. Una was incandescent. I haven't spoken to her since.
Yeah, I found it hard to really grasp what was going on, to be honest with you, Mum. But look, you know Una. She's up to 90 at the moment.
I really can't take her anymore.
She'll get over it, Mum. She'll calm down eventually.
Anyway, love, I'm a bit busy here.
I need to ask you a favour, Mum.
Yeah?
Yeah, Hillary's going back to work, and you know the way childcare is at the moment. It's astronomical.
Spit it out. What do you want?
Look, we've tried to get an au pair and we just couldn't get one. I just thought maybe...
I'm not available 24 hours, but I can do a bit of collecting from school.
No, not 24 hours. I just thought maybe you could take Saoirse in the mornings because...
Probably not every morning.
Well, Hillary's going to be starting in Deloitte on Monday for 3 days a week.
Oh, that's fantastic. Send her my congrats. I'm not available every morning.
Okay, well, but could you do three?
We'll start with two and see how we're going. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, love. I'll give you a shout later.
Okay. Okay, Mum. Bye.
Bye, Aaron.
How'd you get in?
Mam was coming in the front door and he let me in.
Oh, I'm just on my way out. There's some pizza in the kitchen. You can put it in the microwave and watch a film or something if you want. Or do you want to come? I'm going to work.
No, I'll just stay here.
Okay. Will I see you when I get back?
I don't know.
Are you okay, Eddie? You don't look yourself at all. Are you sick?
Go on, Louise.
Right. See you later on. I have a surprise for you when I come back. Still here then, sleepyhead?
Yeah, I'm really wrecked. Can't stay awake these days.
I'll stay the night. I don't like sleeping on my own. I'm just gonna have a shower. I hate closing up. I'm exhausted. I couldn't wait to get home, Eddie. Do you want to see the new knickers I got for you?
I'm not in the mood, Louise. Can we just watch a film?
Jesus, are you okay, Eddie?
Eddie.
Can't take your call right now. Leave your message after the tone. And when you've finished, press hash or just hang up.
Why aren't you answering your phone? I'm worried about you. Just let me know you're okay, Eddie. All right?
Louise, give me another drink, will you?
Oh, I think you've had enough, Eddie.
Ah, oh, fucking hell. Just one more, go on.
I'm only saying it because I care. You've had enough.
Fuck's sake, Louise.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Just give us one.
You're spending all your money.
Well, you can't fucking take it with you, can you?
I'm just looking out for you, okay? You've been here since this morning. I don't know what's going on with you.
Oh, fuck off.
You won't tell me what's happening. You haven't eaten all day. That's about your tent.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll talk to you.
Look who's here.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Maybe she can talk some sense into you. He's been here all day.
Did you not get my messages?
Lost my phone.
Oh, Eddie. How?
Hadn't a clue. Last time I seen it was this morning.
Is he really here since this morning?
Yeah.
Louise, I left my phone here.
I don't have your phone, Eddie. I'm after telling you. He's been here since this morning. He's asking me the same questions all day.
It's okay, Louise.
Have you got it, Maria?
It might be at my house, Eddie. Come on. Louise, can I have a pint of water there?
Yeah.
Just get that into you, Eddie. And we'll just go home, okay?
You want to dance? Come on, get up and have a dance.
I don't want a bloody dance. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ah, come on.
You're plastered.
Come on.
Will you put that song on for us? I think it might help. Thanks, Louise.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie. Come on. Wakey, wakey now. I'll sit up. Come on. I thought you asked me to dance.
No, I need to take a piss.
Oh, go on then. I'll hang on for you.
Right.
He's hammered.
You're going to have to take him home. He needs to be fed. He needs to get out of here.
He needs to go to bed and sleep this off. I'm sorry about that.
What are you sorry for? It's my fault I served him all day.
Hard to say no to him, as we both know.
This fella's out there falling and cracking his head. There's blood everywhere.
Oh, fuck, Eddie.
Get a towel, quick.
What the fuck have you done, Eddie? Is he breathing? Are you breathing, Eddie?
Call an ambulance. He's unconscious. Give me the towel there, Louise, will you?
Hi, can I get an ambulance, please? Yeah, Murphy's Ringsend. Oh, I don't know. There's blood. I don't know where it's coming from.
Listen to me, Eddie. Open your eyes, Eddie.
Get him out of here.
No, don't move him. Listen to me, Eddie.
Yeah, he's having difficulty. It seems to be like, I don't know, he's his head.
Eddie, listen to me. Eddie.
I don't know.
You'll be okay, Eddie. Can you hear me, Eddie? I'm here. Just listen to my voice, Eddie.
He was mumbling the name Kathleen. Is that you?
Kathleen? No. Sorry, I'm Maria.
Are you a relative?
No. He's my partner.
Right. You know, we've seen Eddie a few times before. He's very lucky this time, very lucky.
Oh, I didn't realise.
He's going to need some looking after once he's discharged. You can go on in. I'd say he'd be glad to see a friendly face after what he's been through.
I leave you my number, Doctor, just in case you need to contact me.
Thanks. Just leave it with the nurse at the reception.
Okay. Thanks.
How long have you been there?
I didn't want to wake you. I was out there for a bit. Had a quick chat to the doctor. She said you'd been in a few times before.
Yeah. I've been in a few times.
What's that about?
Just life.
Eddie.
I know.
Jesus. Mind yourself.
I can't even remember it, really.
You were wasted, Eddie. I was terrified. The doctor said you were saying the name Kathleen. Is that your mother?
No. She's my daughter, over in England.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
What?
I'm married. Things went to shit and she kicked me out a few months ago. It was too much pressure. I needed to escape.
I'm not that naive, but I hadn't a clue you had all this going on.
You never asked much about me.
I'm sorry. I was looking forward to our holiday.
Me too.
I had a great time.
Yeah, we had fun. Definitely, I don't regret it.
Me neither. When do you think you'll go back to England?
I just need to sort my life out. Then I'll go back over, I think. I don't know.
You want me to see if they have coffee here?
No, thanks. I'm okay. Kind of tired.
Do you need anything?
No. Thanks.
Go back to sleep there if you want to.
Hmm?
You're probably a bit out of it, are you?
Yeah.
I'll come back in and see you later on, Eddie. Okay?
Please. I'll see you later.
Go on to sleep, Eddie.
That was No Love Lost, written and directed by Dylan Tighe. Thomas Collins played Eddie. Gina Moxley played Maria. Lauren Larkin played Louise. Ingrid Craigie was Valerie, and Rachel Dowling played Joan. Dylan Tighe played Owen, and Hannah Mamelis played Una. Gerard Lee played Peter, and the waiter was played by Alain Servant. Tighe Murphy was Aaron, and Shadan Felfelli played the Garda. Pom Boyd played Sheila, Tony Tormey was the man in the bar, and Niamh McCann played the Doctor. The contributing writer was Rosaline McDonough. The original score was by Cy Schroeder. The assistant director was Grace Morgan. Sound design was by Kieran Cullen and Dylan Tighe. Sound supervision was by Kieran Cullen. The stage manager was Claire Howe. Gwen Van Spyke was the project producer. No Love Lost is a co-production between Drama on One and Dylan Tighe and was supported with funding from the Arts Council of Ireland. The producer for RTE was Kevin Brew. The series producer of Drama on One is Kevin Reynolds. To listen back to this drama and over 100 plays in the RTE archive, go to rte.ie/drama-on-one.
rte.ie/drama-on-one.